With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. If you're new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine. I am a certified life coach, content creator, and podcast host. Here on Just Glow With It, we talk about all things lifestyle, wellness, and self-growth. So first and foremost, I want to say welcome to our first official episode of 2023. I cannot believe that we are already in the new year. Personally, I love the new years. I love fresh starts, new beginnings, setting new goals, getting motivated and inspired for a brand new 365 days. I know a lot of people like to shit on this time of year and to make fun of people who make New Year's resolutions or try to go to the gym and complain about how the gyms are packed, and there is a lot of negativity around New Year's resolutions and New Year's in general. And I say ignore those people. I love, 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 love this time of year and just how motivated and inspired people get during the New Year's. Obviously, a lot of times that New Year's momentum kind of fades, but that's the whole reason why I have this podcast and I create the content that I do. I want to embark with everything that I do, this feeling of inspiration, of motivation, of discipline throughout the entire year. I love being motivated to get up every day and create the life that I dream of and becoming the person that I want to be. So my intentions with my podcast and with my content is to help you stay in that momentum all year long. So anyways, I am so glad to be back on the podcast. I took about a week and a half, 2 weeks off from recording on the podcast, creating content, and doing any kind of work. I really wanted to give myself the last few weeks of 2022 and even the first week of 2023 to recharge, regroup, reevaluate life and just the direction that I want to go in and just recharge my battery. I feel like I really needed that time to myself, and I'm so grateful that I took that time to do those things for myself and slow down a bit. I'm really taking my time and easing into the new year, which is something that I'm doing differently this year. So with that being said, today's episode is going to be super chill, super casual, kind of in line with the energy that I've been in our first week of the new year. Chill and casual and just kind of going with the flow. So grab your matcha, grab your iced coffee, your wine, your lemon water, whatever your drink of choice is, and just catch up with me for the next 20, 30 minutes, however long this episode is. I just want to say that I am so grateful for each and every single one of you. I'm so excited for the new content that I have in store for you all, and I just can't wait to see what this year has in store for all of us. And I would love to hear your feedback as to what you would like from me, whether it be from the podcast, topics you want me to discuss, or my YouTube channel, things you want me to show on there, or even on my social media. Like, what is it that you want more of from me? I already have an idea of things that I want to create and show you all, but it's nice to kind of hear your perspective as well. So feel free to send me a DM on Instagram if you want to share any content ideas you'd like to see from me, or any topics you'd like me to discuss, or anything like that. I'm always open to receiving any of your suggestions. So I really hope that you enjoy today's cozy, chill, casual episode. In today's episode, I am sharing just my intentions and my themes for 2023, quarter one goals that I'm focusing on and kind of my process in how I'm doing that. And I also have some wellness and productivity tools that I've been loving bringing into the new year that have really been helping me stay aligned with my goals, helping me stay focused and just on the right track. So I really hope that you enjoy this episode. If you do, I would so appreciate if you could share this episode with someone who you think may enjoy the topics that we discuss on our podcast. Share this episode on your Instagram stories, tag me in it so I can thank you for listening. Be sure to rate and review the podcast so that more people can discover the podcast. And if you wish to continue to support me in 2023, I would so appreciate if you could check out our podcast sponsors. It allows me to show up, create the content that you love, and allow me to do what I love to do as well. The links to everything are always in the show notes. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into today's episode.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at cargurus.com. Go to cargurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's cargurus.com. Cargurus.com.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
So I thought I'd start off this episode kind of recapping how the last few days of 2022 were, and even this first week of 2023, and where my mindset is at, how I've been feeling, what I've been up to, and just the energy that I've been in coming into the new year. So first off, I have to say that I started the new year in the best way possible. I had a super casual New Year's Eve, but even so, days leading up to the new year, I intentionally scheduled all of my facial and self-care appointments leading up to the new year just so that I could start off 2023 feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, and I'm so glad that I did. Life tip for you for the next New Year's Eve: the week before New Year's, be sure to schedule all of your self-care appointments so you can start off the new year right. Days leading up to the New Year's, I got a facial, which was so needed. I hadn't gotten a facial in over a year, and my skin really needed that. I got my nails done, I deep cleaned, decluttered my space, I went through my makeup, my skincare, I got rid of everything that I don't use or that was old, and I reorganized my makeup, my kitchen pantry, and I just did like a deep dive in my apartment. So I started off the year feeling clean in my space, in my skin, and just feeling really put together, really in the right frame of mind. My actual New Year's Eve was super chill. As I mentioned in my last podcast episode, I kind of gave you a rundown of how my New Year's Eve and day was going to go. Started the New Year's Eve at my favorite coffee shop and set my goals for the month and kind of just reviewed my yearly outline that I have for 2023. And we pretty much stayed home, cooked some steak, had some pasta, watched some movies, drank some wine, went to bed at a decent hour, if I'm honest. And the next day I woke up just feeling so refreshed, rejuvenated, and just ready for 2023. And so far, my first week of 2023 has been very, very chill as well. If you've been following me along on my podcast or my YouTube channel, you know I'm really big on cycle syncing and aligning my lifestyle, my routines, my workouts, everything with my cycle. And so coming into the new year, I knew that I would be in my luteal phase leading up to my menstrual cycle, which basically is a time of slowing down and being a little bit more tired and just going within. So I already knew mentally and physically that I would not have the most energy coming into the new year. So I made sure I stayed aligned with the season that my body was in. So because of that, I decided to kind of take this first week of 2023 very slow, not jam-pack my schedule. And I've mostly been focusing on my daily habits, my routines, my feel-good rituals that make me feel good, obviously. And it's been such a nice way to start the new year. So for anyone who is not feeling super motivated yet, or just aren't feeling like you have your life together for the new year, I really just want to emphasize that you don't have to. There is no need to rush into the new year on 100 or in hustle mode. You can take your time. You can plan out your goals in February, in March. It doesn't have to be on January 1st. You don't have to wait until Monday. You don't have to wait until the new month or the new year or the new week. You can start over and get your life together in any moment that you choose. And so I just wanted to share kind of how my week has been going and what I've been up to just give you permission to also chill out, take things slow, relax, recharge before you kind of get up and get going and start working on your goals. I feel like had I not taken this time to really recharge, I would not be ready or be able to work towards my goals and stay focused and disciplined, because I would have been running on empty. That would not have taken me far. So that's kind of how my first week of 2023 has been going. And like I said, I'm slowly easing my way into work, but I'm still in a very slow season of my life, for at least for the rest of the week. So when I was thinking about my intentions, my goals, and the energy that I want to step into 2023, there were really three main themes that really came to the forefront. And if I could describe 2023 in three simple words, it would be aligned, abundant, and arrived. So I want to kind of break that down a little bit and share a little bit more in depth of what my intentions for 2023 are and the themes that I really want to focus on in this new year. So first, aligned. What this means for me for the new year is that I am choosing, I am accepting, and I am only allowing things that align with my highest self, with the person, the version of myself that I desire to be, and the life that I desire to live. So this goes with opportunities, habits that I practice, relationships and friendships that I nurture, my belief systems, the experiences that I have, the places that I go to, the things that I do, my hobbies, the foods that I eat, literally everything in my life. And that doesn't mean that I have to be perfect. When I think about what aligned means for me specifically, I think balance, intuition, flow, flexibility. As long as I'm making decisions that make me feel my best in that moment, to me, that is being aligned. So for example, some days that might be waking up at 5 a.m. and having an intense workout class first thing in the morning. And then other days it might be sleeping in until 7 a.m. and having a slower morning routine and maybe taking a rest day or just taking a walk around my neighborhood. It's about tuning in to my body, my mind, my spirit, and giving myself what it is that I need. And for abundant, this is a really big one for me, and with abundant, what this means for me in 2023 is allowing myself to fully and unapologetically receive all of the abundance that is available to me without any resistance or self-doubt. So as you know, if you've listened to my podcast or you subscribe to my YouTube channel, you know that I've been in this whole do not disturb era since the last month or two of 2022. And we are still very much in this era, by the way. And in this era, I have been doing a lot of inner work. I've been making some powerful internal shifts, working on my mindset, working on my limiting beliefs. And a big theme that I've been working on is around abundance. And something that I've learned in my journey, whether it's from coaches that I've worked with or books that I've read on abundance and manifestation, is that it all stems from what you believe you are worthy of. It's one thing to say, I want $1 million, right? I want $1 million in my bank account, or I want my business to make $1 million in the new year. But it's another thing to believe that you are worthy of those $1 million, because you can say that you want that, but if deep down in your subconscious mind, you don't believe you are worthy of it, it is not going to happen. And so this has been a big thing that I've been actively working on. I'm very much in this energy of I absolutely deserve everything that's coming my way and then some. And the last theme of the year is arrived. So this word is really important for me, and it has to do with this mindset shift that I've made recently around the idea of becoming my best self and the woman of my dreams, which is one of my goals for this year. And this shift that I've made is that I'm no longer speaking as if I am working on becoming that version of myself. I am speaking as if I am already her. Right now, I'm already that version of myself that I desire to be in this moment. I'm not working towards her. She is here. I am her. And it is happening right now. This mindset shift has really impacted me in the way that I show up for myself and the decisions that I make and how I carry myself, how I show up. I had this realization that if I'm constantly speaking as if I'm trying to become the version of myself, then I will never actually get there, because I'm always in the mindset and in the energy of I'm working on her. I'm getting to that point. I'm not there yet. And once I shifted my language a bit, everything else kind of just clicked. Now when I go throughout my day making decisions, taking action, I'm doing it as that version of myself. And my best self has already arrived. I'm already here, and I just feel so different in how I do things and what I choose to do, my habits and everything. And it just feels really, really good to be kind of in this place of like, I'm here. I'm not trying to get there. I'm here, and we're doing the damn thing, and we're making things happen. And I really, really encourage all of you to make this internal shift in within yourself as well. If you are someone who's constantly saying, I am working on becoming the best version of myself, or I am creating my dream life, shift that into I am the best version of myself. I have and am living my dream life, and just see the difference that makes in your energy, in your action, in what comes into your life, in what you manifest, because the language and the things that we tell ourselves makes all the difference. So aligned, abundant, and arrived are my main themes for 2023. And I mentioned in my last episode that one thing that I was doing differently in the new year is, instead of setting monthly goals to help me achieve my yearly goals, I would be setting quarterly goals. I did that for quarter one of 2023. I chose 3 goals to focus on for the first quarter of the new year, and each goal is from a different aspect of my life. So I kind of just wanted to give you a quick rundown of the process that I am doing to help me work towards my goals each quarter. For each quarterly goal that I set, I asked myself, what do I want to accomplish by the end of quarter one? And then the next step was to create the action steps that I need to take that will help me to get to that point. Next and final step in setting my quarterly goals was to write what I will reward myself with at the end of the quarter if I achieve this goal. And this is something that I've never really done before. I never really thought to reward myself for hitting a milestone or completing a goal. But having this kind of reward waiting for me has left me feeling more motivated to continue staying consistent and moving forward. And so that's kind of my little step-by-step process. I have a really good feeling about this. I feel like giving myself a quarter to really see results and work towards my goals is a lot better than trying to achieve something within a month. Not that that's impossible or not effective. I just feel like this is a doable time frame for me, and focusing on 3 goals at a time versus all of my yearly goals that I have just seems so much more sustainable and attainable in a less overwhelming way. So I'm really liking this quarterly goal system that I've kind of created. What's really helped me is my planner for 2023, which leads me to sharing my current favorite wellness and productivity tools for 2023. So these are things that I've been using, that I have, that really have been helping me to stay aligned with my goals, with my intentions, with my themes for the new year. And one of those things, like I just mentioned, is my Get It Done Planner by Still Classics. So I shared this in, I think, like on my TikTok or my Instagram a few weeks back. I kind of gave you a little sneak peek of my planner, and I am so obsessed with this planner. I'm such a planner person, calendar person, to-do person. This planner is actually what inspired me to do quarterly goals instead of monthly goals, because my planner that I have is not a 12-month planner like most are. It's actually a quarterly planner. So it's specifically for the quarter one, and then you repurchase a new planner insert for quarter two, and so on and so forth. So I really like this system because it gives me a chance to focus on just 3 specific goals for the quarter instead of overextending myself and trying to do everything all at once. And what I like about this planner is that it has a section for you to write your quarterly goals that you're going to focus on. It gives you a space to write the action steps that you need to take, and pretty much the steps that I shared with you just now. It gives you a space to write all of that. It gives you a place to write, you know, your quarterly bucket list. It has a weekly agenda, and it also has a daily scheduling task planner thing to keep track of things on a daily basis, on a weekly basis. And what I really, really love about this planner is that at the beginning of every week, it has a place where you can set your intentions for the week, what habits you want to focus on, and, you know, a place where you can keep track of that and the steps that you're going to take to help you get closer to your quarterly goals. And then at the end of every week, it gives you a weekly check-in section. So you basically review your week, you reflect on what you accomplished, what you didn't accomplish, how you got closer to your quarterly goals, and then it starts over for a brand new week. And I just love that this is kind of like an all-in-one planner for me to keep track of my goals, stay focused on my habits and my daily routines, write my weekly agenda, write my daily to-do list. It's all in this one place, which is just so convenient and nice to have. And this is not sponsored by any means. I'm just very much obsessed with this planner. So if you're needing a New Year's planner or you want to try this out, I will link it down below, the exact planner that I have. They also have other planners as well, but I really liked this whole weekly reflections and setting new goals kind of planner setup that it has. So that's the Get It Done planner by Still Classics. Again, I will link that below. And the next tool that I've been obsessed with as of the new year has been the Align app by Bailey Brown. So if you don't know who Bailey Brown is, she is a Pilates instructor, and she's also the founder of the app Align. And it's basically a cycle syncing app which helps to align your workouts, your lifestyle, your nutrition with your cycle. So very much on brand to what we are focusing on and how we want to live our lives in the new year. And I'm just obsessed with her content, not just her app, but also her content. She's very big on cycle syncing, healing your hormones, working with your body, and just living your most aligned life, which is, again, so on brand with what we are trying to do. And the fact that the app is called Align, and that's one of my themes for 2023, it was just such a synchronicity. So I'm currently using her app, and when you download and sign up for her app, she has an e-guide where she basically breaks down all you need to know about cycle syncing, about your hormones, the different phases, the foods that work best for each cycle or each season in your cycle, the best workouts, the best way to be productive during your different seasons. She literally puts it all in a beautiful little e-guide. So I've been referencing that. And again, I'm just obsessed with her content. So I definitely recommend giving either her socials a follow, sign up for her app if you are also interested in learning how to cycle sync your life learn about hormones and how to heal that. I'm manifesting that I will be interviewing her on the podcast soon. I would love to have her and just share her gems. So I'm putting it out there in the universe that she will be on the podcast in 2023. The next tool that I've been gravitating in the new year is a new book that I picked up recently, but it is a book by Heidi Schauster. I don't know if I'm pronouncing her last name right, but it's called Nourish: How to Heal Your Relationship with Food, Body, and Self. I've been so into this book. If you are someone who struggles with dieting, body image, or your relationship with food or yourself is not the healthiest, whether constantly worried about calories or weight or what's finding what's healthy for you, whatever the case is, I think this is such a great book on healing all of that. It's a mix between informational stuff on like nutrition and hormones and all that, and also getting to the root of why we have the issues that we have around body, around image, self-esteem, and diet culture and food. As I previously mentioned, one of my main goals for the new year is to optimize my health and wellness in the new year and educate myself and learn more about my body and my hormones and why I have certain relationships that I do with food and wellness and all of that. And this has been such a great tool in educating me in a way that's understandable and easy to learn and digest. So I highly recommend picking up this book. I'm reading the back and it says, "Nourish will guide you to transform your eating from self-control to self-love using a 10-step healing process." And then my last tool that I've been loving is, of course, my gratitude journal that you've probably seen all over Instagram, all over Pinterest. But I do want to put out a little disclaimer. There are two journals out there. There's the gratitude journal and there's the 5-minute journal. I used to have the 5-minute journal, and I'm going to be completely honest, that journal, it is such poor quality. I actually purchased it twice. I purchased it off Amazon and the pages just completely ripped out. Like they were just falling out, and I thought, okay, maybe I just got like a bad copy. And so I sent it back to Amazon and I got a new one, and the same thing was happening. The pages just kept falling out, and I looked at the reviews, and apparently it's happened to a lot of people with the 5-minute journal that the pages just rip out. So I don't know what the deal with that is. And I was really sad because obviously it's such a pretty journal and I love the setup and the prompts that it has, and it's such a great go-to journal for morning and night. So I was really disappointed, but then I saw that they had another version of that journal called the gratitude journal, and so I decided to take a chance and get that one instead, and I am pleasantly surprised. So far there hasn't been any ripping or any issues that I had with the 5-minute journal. So definitely, if you are going to get one of these journals, get the gratitude journal. The 5-minute journal sucks as far as just quality and things like that, and it's a pretty expensive journal. So I've been loving the gratitude journal. I've been super consistent with journaling every single morning and every single night, and it's because of this journal. It's so easy to use. And of course, I do still use my other journal when I want to do more free writing and brain dumping and do deeper type of journaling, then I will get my other journal. But for morning and evening journaling in my routines, I will use the gratitude journal, and it's been an amazing go-to. So yeah, those are some of my go-to favorite wellness and productivity tools that I've been loving so far in the new year. So that kind of sums up today's episode, where I'm at mindset wise, my intentions, what I'm focusing on, the things that I'm doing. And I just wanted to kind of catch up with you all and share that with you and just say that I'm so excited for 2023 and what's to come, the good, the bad, and everything in between, because we know life isn't perfect. And before we end today's episode, I just want to say a little reminder, a note to you, that although we can't control everything that happens in our lives, we can control our actions, we can control our thoughts, our habits, the things that we choose to focus on. And those things is what's going to have a direct impact in our lives. So if you want 2023 to be different than all of the previous years, and you really want to see some serious change in your life, make a commitment to yourself to do that for yourself each and every day, and choose you in 2023, and choose for this year to be the year that everything changes. As I reflect on my years and just where I am in my life now, I owe it all to choosing to do things differently, choosing to step outside of my comfort zone, having the audacity to dream beyond my wildest dreams, and just go for the things that I want to do, regardless if I fail, regardless of the outcome. And I'm so grateful that I've made those decisions in the past, because now my present self is very grateful for my past self. So make your future self proud by the decisions that you choose to make today and the rest of 2023. That's all I have to say for today's episode. And as a final reminder, if you want to live a more empowered life, therapy can help you get there. And you can visit betterhelp.com/glowwithit today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/glowwithit to get 10% off. The link to that will be in the show notes. And be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, where I have content like this and then some. I'm sharing my daily routines, my healthy habits, healthy recipes, just days in my life of being the best version of myself. And be sure to follow me on Instagram, TikTok to catch up with me on there as well. That is all I have to say. So as always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at cargurus.com. Go to cargurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's cargurus.com. Cargurus.com.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.